الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. وقال نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We learn from our beloved Hazrat that it was the hukam of our Hazrat Wala that before starting any talk proper, some sunnat is announced and made am, made public and made common amongst the people. There is one riwayah that comes in Abu Dawood Sharif that Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana inda rajul, then one sahabi was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَرَّ بِهِ صَحَابِيٌ, another sahabi happened to pass by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this other sahabi. So the sahabi told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّنِي لَأُحِبُّ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ, Ya Rasulullah, wallahi I love this man. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, have you informed him that you love him? Don't hide it. Have you informed him that you love him for the sake of Allah? So the sahabi said, no Ya Rasulullah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and inform him. So alhamdulillah, collectively we all inform our beloved Hazrat that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the depths of our hearts, we love our Hazrat. And if it was not for him, then none of this reality would have come into our lives. Whatever Maulana Musa Sahib mentioned, traveling from distance, that's all. If anybody praises anyone, we learn from this mimbar that if anyone praises another person, as our Hazrat says, this in reality is the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala has hidden our faults from other people. If our faults were to become am in public, forget about salam, no one would even look at each other. May Allah Ta'ala conceal our faults and make our islah. So we see that in this dunya there is one qaida, there is one principle that we can never say is wrong. And we call it a qaida kulliya. We call it a principle that is always applicable regardless of wherever a person is from, whatever background he comes from. And that principle is that if you love a person, if a person loves another person, then that person will wish the best for that person. And if that person has to give some hadiah, he'll give the best of hadiah. If the person has to give nasiha, he'll give the best of nasiha. And you see that in the example of a father and a son, a father is not going to want the most cheap or the most the basic of things for his son. Rather, he'll give his son the best of education. He'll try and enroll him in the best hifz class. He'll try and enroll him in the best of madaris. He'll make dua for him. Allah Ta'ala makes him an alim ba'amal. And Allah Ta'ala takes work from him. And if this is the qa'idah that is applicable to all of mankind, imagine the relationship between Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That how much Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves his Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One time in the hadith that's mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were gathering. And they were talking amongst each other. And some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were saying, عجباً, so strange. اتخذ الله, Allah Ta'ala took from His creation a khalil, a friend. And so strange that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وكلم الله موسى تكليما, Allah spoke with Musa alayhi salam for a long time. Very unique. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam happened to be walking by this gathering of Sahaba. And he stopped and he said, that everything that you have said about my brothers, about all of these anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, then it is 100% true. There is no doubt in it. However, ana habibullah wala fakhr. However, I am the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I say this with no arrogance. So in the Arabic language we say that there are three levels of friendship. One is a rafiq. A rafiq is a classmate, someone you know, you say salam to on the street. If you happen to see him in the masjid, you talk. If you don't see him for a while, it's okay. You meet again, you say salam. The second level of friendship is that of a khalil. That you're very intertwined, you're connected with that person. You're always thinking of that person. But the top level of friendship, that is a friendship that is based on love, is habib. That when someone is, yani al-mahboob, he's beloved to another person. And the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the mahboob of Allah. He was the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it befits that when Allah gives nasiha to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will give the best of nasiha. And what does Allah ta'ala say in this ayat al-kareema that I recited? Allah ta'ala says, "Ay Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul, say." Now this word in the Arabic language is siratul amr, is the command tense. And we know that the command tense is derived from siratul mudari, that's taken from the future present tense, which comes for dawam. That it's always going to be happen. So Allah Ta'ala is advising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my beloved Nabi, always say the following statement. And what is that statement? Qul, O my Nabi, say, O my Lord, forgive me and have mercy upon me. Wa anta khayrul rahimin. Because you are those who show the best of mercy. There is no one who can show mercy more than Allah Ta'ala can forgive and show mercy. So we see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala had forgiven him of all of his sins. It is our aqeedah and the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the Anbiya are ma'soom. But we covered yesterday, alhamdulillah, this is a point we should keep inside of our hearts, that no Nabi can ever commit any sin. That the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they are ma'soom. They are free of major sins. And if any mistake happens to come, then that's khata ijtihadi. And for that khata, for that mistake, they are also rewarded. But they never committed any sin. They never went against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never wanted to break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on one side, Allah ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my beloved Nabi, you are always forgiven. Allah ta'ala has forgiven all of your sins. Allah has wiped your record. Your record is clean. Your name amal is clean. And on the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consistently seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the reasoning behind this? We hear from our beloved Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi, that Hazrat Wala mentioned that in reality, what is this? That every Nabi is mahdood. We as insan, we are mahdood. We are limited beings. We are limited beings. We have a beginning, we have a middle, we have an end. And then after Qiyamah, but in this dunya, we are limited beings. We have birth, we have death. But all of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with the passing of every second, they get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is as if that today Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be closer to Allah than he would be tomorrow. And every day that passes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why would he seek istighfar? Why would he seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the maqam of qurb, the place that he had of closeness to Allah today, was nothing compared to what it will be tomorrow. Because Allah ta'ala is a ghair mahdood being. Allah ta'ala's dhat, Allah ta'ala's being has no limitation. So there is no one who can get closer to the closest to Allah. Everyone is going to get closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Anbiya will get even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ. Ya Allah, we have not recognized you as you deserve to be recognized. مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْبَادَتِكَ. We have not worshipped you, Ya Allah, as you deserve to be worshipped. So we see that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, every second that passed, they were desiring to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were desiring to learn things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says about himself, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every split second, the mufassirun say that this word in Arabic, yawm, means day. But we cannot translate it as day. Every split second, Allah ta'ala is in a new splendor. Allah ta'ala is in a new light. There is more to learn of the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a way that we can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, who loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more and beyond everything, is advising his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consistently and regularly seek istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then moreover for us, we should every second that passes, we should say, Ya Allah, forgive us. Our Hazrat Ala rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that he was 16, 17 years old and he used to spend the entire day from tahajjud time all the way to zuhr time. From tahajjud time all the way to zuhr time, in the sohbah of Hazrat Fulfuri rahmatullah alayhi. And he said that his shaykh would sit, he would make dua, he would make his azkar, he would make his tilawat, and then he would look to the sky and say, Ey mere mola, mujhe maaf kar de. Oh Allah, forgive us. Such ta'alluq and connection he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if he was speaking to Allah barai ras, as if he was speaking to Allah directly. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. So if such a wali can seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'm speaking to myself firstly, Allah, I'm the most haqeer of every single person gathered here. That we have to consistently seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's easy to do. Well, say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbi ighfir warham. O Allah, have forgive us and have mercy upon us. Because you are those who amongst, you are the best of those who show mercy. And then the second command that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given was to seek rahmah, warham. Ya Allah, have your mercy upon us. Hazrat Hanbi rahmatullah alayhi, in this one word, warham, he has brought four tafsir. He says that the ayah is translated as, O our, say, O my Lord, forgive me and have mercy upon me, For verily you are the best who show forgiveness. So what is this mercy that is upon the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Hazrat Hanwi rahmatullahi alayhi says, this is for Ammat al-Muslimin, for everyone. That if a person says this dua, Allah Ta'ala will bestow them with four favors. And Allah, when He gives His favors, Allah Ta'ala never pulls them away. One time Hazrat Hanwi rahmatullahi alayhi, he was making dua, Ya Allah, give us nisbah with You. Ya Allah, make us sahib nisbah. And Ya Allah, give us Your ma'rifah even once. Ya Allah, allow us to taste Your ma'rifah, Your recognition even once in our life. So Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, he just hit Hazrat Hanwi in the back. He said, Ey Ashrafali, don't you understand that when Allah gives His ma'rifah once, Allah never pulls it away. Allah gives His muhabbat once, Allah never pulls it away. What is this dua? Why are you so bakhil? Why are you so miserly in your dua that Ya Allah give it once? Allah will give forever. So what are these four forms of rahmah? Our Hazrat Wala has mentioned that the first form is tawfiq ta'ah. That Allah Ta'ala will allow us to enable us to do good deeds. We think that we planned, we told the wife, okay, Islahi Jalsa is, you know, Yomul Jumu'ah, Yomul Sabt, Yomul Ahad, I will be in the in Azadville, you know, just prepare for everything. In reality, we did not come here. Allah Ta'ala brought us here. And our coming here is a sign that Allah Ta'ala has, will forgive us. You see, Allah Ta'ala is always ready, extending the hand of forgiveness. We are only the ones who pull our hands back. And ye qadam uthte nahi hain, uthai jate hain. That you didn't walk here yourself, Allah brought you here. And Allah brought you here in the suhbah of such a great wali. What shukr we should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mir sahab used to say this, he used to say, on qiyamah, if Allah asked, Ey Mir, what did you give? What shukr did you make that Allah gave you such a feel like Hazrat Hakim Akhtar sahab? Mir sahab said, I don't know what I will say. And the same thing, what will we say on qiyamah that when Allah will ask us that He gave you such a shaykh, Shaykh Kamil, what will we say in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are speechless. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on the nasiha that our Hazrat tells us. So the first rahmah that Allah will show us is tawfiq ta'ah. Allah will open the doors of khair for us. Allah will open the doors of barakah for us. And Allah will equip us to do amal. Allah will equip us to do amal. Our Hazrat was mentioning one time, Hazrat Maulana Izaz Ali Sahib, his eldest son, Hazrat Maulana Asghar Ali Sahib. So they used to live in the village of Deoband. This is quite a long time ago. Deoband was not as technologically advanced as it is now. And so the road was not, there was no pavement. It was not a finished road. So one time Hazrat Maulana Asghar Ali Sahib, he had removed his sandals in the middle of the night and had walked by a particular house. One of his students asked him, he said, Hazrat, what is this? There's all this khadara and garbage on the ground. Why are you removing your sandals? You should make sure that you cover your feet. Hazrat says, you don't know that inside of this house, there lives one woman who sells herself, a randi, a prostitute. She lives in this house. And now she has grown old. So perhaps if she hears in the middle of the night the crunching of the gravel, then perhaps she will think that someone is coming to visit her. And she will get tamanna in her heart, she will get a desire that she can earn some money. But in reality, we just happen to be walking by. I don't want to cause her that much of difficulty. I don't want to cause that much of pain in her heart. So for that reason, I remove my chappal so that when I walk without any sound. These are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they think of committing a'mal salihah that we can even dream of. That things don't even cross in our mind. So when we seek the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find that Allah ta'ala will consistently equip us to do good a'mal. Hazrat Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi was a great tabi'i. He told his khadim, he said, I know whenever my Allah is remembering me. He said, I know whenever my Allah is remembering me. His khadim said, that's a very bold claim to make. What dalil do you have to make? What proof do you have to establish this? He says, Allah ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Remember me, I am remembering you. So whenever I am remembering my Allah, I know my Allah is remembering me. So this is the ability that we'll have for tawfiq ta'ah. In Mirqat Sharif, there is a riwayah that's mentioned about Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullahi alayh, that after he left his kingship and he had become the wali of the zamana, he happened to be walking by on a road and he saw one drunkard who was sitting on the road. He had passed out, in his hand was the goblet of wine, and he was intoxicated and he was not even conscious. So Hazrat walked by him and said, how evil of a man that under the sky of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the sky of Allah ta'ala, this man is committing such a guna. Just one on a side note, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, he used to give this advice that sometimes go out into the wilderness and perform with some friends and perform your Salatul Fajr there, or perform some namaz there. Because that area is sparked from the ma'asiyah and the sin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the readiness of dua is easily accepted in such an area. Behrhal, so Hazrat Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that he happened to walk by this drunkard. And he thought of him and he said, how evil is this man? And he continued to walk. And suddenly he was stopped in his tracks and he said, how can I think that he is an evil person? How can I think down upon him? How can I think bad upon him? Wallahu alam, he is perhaps better than me. He is perhaps better than me. So he went and he removed the goblet and he washed his face. And the man is intoxicated, he's not even aware. Hazrat Sultan Ibrahim rahmatullahi alayhi, he picks the person up, he moves him to another area, and he carries on. He doesn't inform the person, nothing happened. Maybe that night, Hazrat Ibrahim rahmatullahi alayhi sees a dream. And in that dream he hears, it's mentioned in the kitab, فَسَمِعْتُ هَاتِفًا يَقُولُ, I heard somebody calling out to me that I have forgiven this drunkard. He has become maaf, he has become a wali. So Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, he responds by saying, Ya Allah, this man never prayed one namaz in his life, never did any zikr in his life, and he's publicly drinking. How can you forgive him? So he says the jawab he's heard, and wallahi, this is enough for our islah. This is enough for our islah. The jawab he heard was, أَنْتَ الَّذِي غَسَلْتَ وَجْهَهُ لِأَجْلِي أَنْتَ الَّذِي غَسَلْتَ وَجْهَهُ لِأَجْلِي فَغَسَلْتُ قَلْبَهُ لِأَجْلِكَ. You are the one who washed his face for my sake, for the sake of Allah. So I washed his heart for your sake. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that you will oftentimes hear the example of the thirsty man chasing the well. The thirsty man, he's chasing the well, he wants water, he's in thirst. But have you ever heard of the example that the well chases the man? That the water comes after the thirsty man? And this is the example, subhanAllah, of our Hazrat. That regardless of whatever hal we are in, we live far away, we don't connect, we don't come to a majlis, but Hazrat has this fikr, and we feel that fikr, and that brings us here. So we should make so much shukr that Allah Ta'ala has equipped us with being in such a gathering, in such a mubarak gathering. So when we seek this rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very first ni'mah that we will receive is tawfiq ta'ah. Allah will equip us to do good deeds. Hazrat Maulana Azazari Sahib says that the definition of tawfiq is iftitahu abwab al khair. Allah will open the doors of goodness for us. And at the same time, Allah will close the doors of evil for us. And this is one thing that we, my beloved brothers, need to make amal on. That we sit in Hazrat's majlis, we learn and we listen to all of these nasihas, and within the four walls of the khanqah and the masjid, it's very easy to act on deen. But as soon as we move outside, that is when the actual test begins. And we really need to have himmah, and I speak to myself firstly. We need to have courage and himmah, that whatever we hear inside, that we apply it outside. Because if we are just hearing it, but we are not making amal on it, there's no point. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that najat ka madar fazail pe nahi hai, masail pe hai. Najat ka madar, your salvation is not based on your fazail. Hazrat is mentioning the importance of salah. And once again, I speak to myself first and foremost. But if we know that our namaz, our sawab is multiplied by 27 times for coming to the masjid, and we know these ahadith and we read them, but we are still praying salah at home without any excuse, then we won't get the reward of that. So we have to make himmah and courage. Our Hazrat gave us the example that when a cow, when the farmer, the zalim farmer comes to milk the cow, then the cow, what it does is, it folds one portion of its udder upon itself. And it makes a pocket of air to keep some milk, so that when the calf, the baby comes, it has some milk to drink. If an animal can make so much himmah, my beloved brothers, then we being ashraful makhluqat, can we not also make that himmah? We hear all these nasihas from our shaykh, from all of the ulama, from all of these mubarak bayan, but if we do not act on them, then there is no fayda for us. So inshallah ta'ala, we should make azam, firm resolve, that we will never go back towards sin. Our Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says that a house is decorated with what? With beautiful furniture, with painting, and there is also quite a lot the hudud of sharia that we have to keep in mind about it. But behreal, generally the people of the dunya, they will decorate their houses with this. But he says, how do you decorate the heart? Daaghi hasrat se dil hum sajaye hain, tabhi jaake unko paaye hain. What have you adorned your heart with? Daaghi hasrat, the stains, the wounds of regret. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, khanjare taslim raha, that I want to come in a guna. Some woman is walking, I want to look at her. We're driving by, there's a nice song playing, we want to listen to it. Somebody cuts us off in traffic, we want to swear them. We have an opportunity to make a little bit more money in business, cut the corners, make something haram, make some more money. We want to do it. But at the end of the day, to want to do it is not wrong. But you must fight that urge. And you must submit the dagger of regret into your heart. Daag-e-hasrat se dil hum sajaye hain. We have decorated our hearts with the wounds of regret. Tabhi jaake unko paaye hain. Only after that have we gone and found Allah. In haseenon se nazre bachane mein humne bahut gham uthaye hain. To save our eyes from the beautiful painted faces of this world, whether that be women, whether that be money, whatever that may be, we have gone through a lot of regret. Khaja Saab rahmatullah alayh, describing this concept of ifaat and tawfiq, he says, majane kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq e khuda de teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib ye hain chahe sab mere irade. What a great sheikh. What is he saying? Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main. Ya Allah, in reality, it is impossible for me to do anything. It is impossible for me to do anything. It's easy to wear the outside structure of the awliya. But in reality, we know the ahwal of our heart. We know what condition our heart is, what filth we have inside of our heart. It's impossible, Ya Allah, for me to do anything. Jo tu na tawfiq e khuda de. Ya Allah, if you don't give us tawfiq, then what can we do? Teri mashiyat se sab hai ghalib. Ya Allah, your will is above everything else. Ya Allah, ye hai che sab mere irade. All of my intentions. Ali radiallahu anhu says, Araftu Rabbi, I have recognized my Lord. How? Whenever I make a firm resolve to do anything and that thing gets broken. I make the plans, I set everything out and that gets broken. That is how I recognize my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my beloved brothers, this tawfiq ifaat, this is something that we should make dua for. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make amal on the nasiha that we learn from our shaykh. Give us tawfiq to make amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shahabrar Haqqar Hazrat Hardoi rahmatullahi alayhi, at the age of 18 years old, received khilafat from Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. And many of the khulafa were jealous of him. And they were very upset that they said that this young boy, who is he to get a khilafat? And people would sit in Hazrat Khanqa 30, 40 years and not get anything. Forget about khilafat, Hazrat would not accept their bayat. So Hazrat Ardoi rahmatullahi alayhi, one day he's called, and this is written in Majalis Abrar, he's called to the member and he said, "Ey Abrar," Hazrat Thanvi said, "Ey Abrar, give some advice." So Hazrat starts shaking and he starts perspiring and sweating. What is he supposed to say? So he gets on the member and he says, "Tere mahbub ki arab shabahat leke aaya hu. Oh Allah, I have brought the external figure of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hu. Ya Allah, make this my reality." So we make iqrar that whatever filth is in our heart, Ya Allah, we do not hide it. Ya Allah, we are iqrari mujrim. Ya Allah, we are sinners and we announce our sin. But only you, Allah, can forgive us. And if we make dua for tawfiq ifaat like this, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. Hazrat Thanvi says that the second tafsir of this word, warham, of the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala, is embodied in tawsiyah rizq. That Allah will make your rosy and your rizq, Allah Ta'ala will make it wide and spacious. And in mantiq we learn one term which is called al-mafhum al-mukhalaf. That if you establish one thing, then the opposite of that thing is also negated. So if it's cold now, then it cannot be hot at the same time. If it's hot now, then it cannot be cold at the same time. It's timadu ziddain fi mahallin wahid mahal. That two opposite things combining at one time is impossible. So if we find that our rosy is limited, if we find that every single month we're worrying, where is the money going? It's coming in one side and going out the other side. And Mawlana Musa Sahib, mashallah, very beautifully explained the concept of mu'amalat. We think we come 5 minutes late to work, we leave 5 minutes early, nobody sees us, it's okay, it's alright, we cut corner. Don't understand that Allah Ta'ala will put an effect of that in our life now. So Hazrat Wala used to mention that if we find that there's some tangi, if we find that there's some difficulty in our rozi, that our wealth, something is going here or there, then that is a direct sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not a slap from Allah, it's a sign of muhabbat. Oh my banda, wake up. Understand what you're supposed to do. And change your ahwal. If you can take your pulse now, if the doctor can come and see the blood pressure now, then there's a chance that you can be saved from a heart attack. Right? So if you can take your pulse now that I have these sins inside of me, Ya Allah, if I don't make my islah, if I don't change myself, if I don't make azam and firm resolve that I will change my ways, then there will not be any khair and not be any barakah. So inshallah ta'ala, the two tafsirs we covered, and Hazrat Wala used to make the people count them out. This is just a bayan of Hazrat Wala that I'm repeating. I have nothing from my inside, I'm khali. He used to make people count them out. So the first thing is tawfiq ta'at. The second tafsir of rahmah is that Allah Ta'ala will give you barakah in your wealth. The third is that Allah Ta'ala will give you al-ard bila hisab. In Muslim Sharif there is a riwayah when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. Oh Allah, make my account on qiyamah, make it easy, make it light. Aisha radiallahu anha asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is this hisaban yasira? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ardu faqat ya humayra, al-ardu faqat. That as long as our name amal, our register of deeds, as long as it's presented in the court of Allah Ta'ala and it's not opened, then there's a chance that we'll be saved. If the Naam-e Amal opens, then we're finished. And Hazrat Hanvi says that if you ask this dua, then Allah Ta'ala will open the door and the book will not be opened. And the fourth thing is, inshallah, Allah grant us all Dukhulul Jannah. That without hisab, without any accounting, without having to go via Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala will put us directly into Jannah. But all my beloved brothers, these realities are all obtained when our Islah is foremost on our mind. Our Islah is how لا يراك مولاك حيثما نهاك. That your Allah should never see you doing anything that Allah has prohibited you from. Every step you take, think to yourself. Think to yourself, what should I do? Am I allowed to enter into this place? Am I allowed to perform this action? But these realities will not happen if in our training ground now, we are not preparing. So we should make dua that Ya Allah, open our eyes to the reality of our own hal and our condition. If we are deluding ourselves, then there's no khair for us in this dunya and akhirah. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala opens our eyes and that Allah Ta'ala gives us the ability to make qadr of our hazrat, the qadr of these majalis, qadr of mashallah, people taking out their time, people taking out from their work. Nobody is free, nobody is sitting on their hands. Everybody has responsibilities. But simply coming here is a sign, inshallah ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has extended the hand of friendship. Allah ta'ala has extended the hand of forgiveness. May Allah ta'ala forgive one and all. And may Allah ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings.